Okay, the next question, did you have a target audience in mind? And were you consciously trying to communicate anything to them?
Target audience, well, I mean, because this production is also commissioned by the Hua Yi Festival, you know, and also in line with the festival agenda, I would also like to create a play where it is suitable for actually all kinds of audience to watch. So if you were to ask me, my target audience would be quite general, in fact, right? So I hope that, you know, old audience can watch, a young audience can also watch, you know, students and all, and they should be able to understand the play, you know, regardless of, you know, their age, you know, or their backgrounds and all that. So that is, it's very wide, yes, it's very wide. It's, you know, it's really not a target in that sense, but that is the kind of audience I have in mind, you know, when I create the play. But also because I have that kind of audience in mind, and I know that, you know, I want these audience to come, you know, young audience, old audience, students, you can all come, you know, but what do I want you to see? I'm not going to give you something that I think is suitable for your background or your age or your taste, because I already expect you to be so varied. So I'm going to give you something which I think will be universal to all of you and will benefit all of you and will be a kind of a, will bring you to sort of a realm and a realm where you could appreciate art from a very different angle. Right, so that's what I hope to achieve as well, because I already know you cannot really cater to one group, because I expect, you know, a very varied groups in that sense. But what is it then? You know, so I created a drama that is, you know, I do not want to, you know, there are people who ask me, right, since you're staging this play, 12 Angry Men in Singapore, why don't you localize it? Right. And obviously your target audience, I mean, there are foreigners coming to watch, but your target audience are mostly Singaporeans, of course, right? So why don't you localize it? Someone is, you know, like, is it an American context? Would people understand? You know, we don't, and I get comments like, so we don't have this jury system in Singapore. Will people understand? You know, why do a play, is it relevant? And to me, that question is irrelevant, actually. Right, I mean, we don't have a lot of things, but we watch Hollywood movies as if we can understand. Okay, but that's American culture, but we don't really need to have that thing to understand that thing. You see, we can all appreciate Shakespeare, right? But most of us are not English, right? And we don't speak that way, like Shakespearean characters. But still, we can appreciate Shakespeare, and then we can also watch Greek plays, you know, and all that. So that is really not a question for me. And so for me, I don't want to give them something local so that they can assess immediately. Ah, I know that. No, I want to give them something like, hey, this is unique. I don't know, but it speaks to me. I'm not familiar with it, but it speaks to me. So this is something, the kind of experience or the kind of art that I want to give it to them. I want to give to them. But in terms of message, you know, like, oh, is there a message that you want to convey to the audience? I would say no, really. In my opinion, I always try to, in my work, right, I try to let the play speak for itself. So I am sometimes very wary that, you know, maybe subconsciously I've been a little bit heavy-handed. You know, I have an opinion about the play, obviously. You know, and sometimes maybe subconsciously I try to push the play into a certain interpretation. So sometimes I'm a bit wary of that, because I do want to let the human politics, the human drama, just play itself out. And I think we should not underestimate the audience. They are actually very clever. They are clever enough to make their own interpretation. However, that said, I also realized that a lot of audience members, maybe in Singapore, they're not too confident about their own viewing and their own interpretation. You get that quite a bit in like talkback sessions, where they like to ask the director, so what does that mean? And often they have their own interpretation, but they're not confident, you know. But that's just my opinion, because audience can say that, I know, but I just want to confirm. Yes, fair enough. But I guess, you know, with more viewing, they should be able to say that, look, I don't know what you mean, but this is what I saw.